What do you like about your play time? When you have play time at school, what do you like about play time? Let's start with Isla, and then we'll go to Daniel. Isla, what do you like about play time?
When we get to be with our friends.
What do you do with your friends?
Run around and have fun.
And Daniel, what do you like about play times?
Having fun with my friends.
When you go out to your playground, tell me what does it look like? What do you do in it?
It's really big, and there's colours on the floor. There's like hopscotch, and you can keep your balance on them and run. And there's like squares where it tells you what to do, and then you have to do it in the box.
What kind of things does it tell you to do?
Like hop and stretch and that.
Were you going to say something?
And it tells you to do, learn some one of your legs 10 times.
Can you do that?
Yes. We normally run around it and we have fun and like play games and do hand claps and that.
Sometimes do you go out into the field?
Yeah. Yes, at lunchtime.
And is that different to the morning playtime?
Yes.
What's different about the field?
Because at lunchtime, if you're on the playground, we get to bring our balls out and on the field. But if you're on the playground, you can't kick. But if you're on the field, you can kick. You can only bounce on the playground. And on the field, there are 2 football goals, and there's no football goals on the playground. And on the field, there's grass, and on the playground, there's not. And there's a trim trail on the field.
What's that?
A trim trail.
What do you do on that?
Well, there's like a bridge you can walk across. There's like a balance beam when you can walk across, and like there's like this ramp where you can go up and you can hold the poles, and there's a climbing wall.
And which do you like better, the field or the playground?
Field.
Which do you like better, Daniel?
I like field because I like playing football.
Why do you like the field better?
Because you can skip on it and you won't catch other people because it's much more bigger.
And sometimes are there problems in the playground at all? Are there sometimes things that go wrong or things you don't like about it?
Yeah, because if someone accidentally tips you over, it'll hurt you more than the field, because the playground's really rocky and the field's only made out of grass.
I saw some children playing conga lines.
Conga.
Well, tell me about that. I don't know what that is.
Some people just start a conga and they'll just go around doing the conga, and then more people come.
Yeah, you hold each other's shoulders. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want them to hold your shoulders, they could hold somewhere else. Because if they're really little and you're really tall, they have to hold somewhere lower down.
Like
my little sister, she has to hold my hips and pull her around. She's just like, yay!
So you play it. There's the conga line. What else do you play in the playground sometimes?
Well, my friends, when it was just year two outside, everyone kept on saying, everybody sunbathe.
Everybody sunbathe? And then what would you do?
They were skipping around singing, everybody sunbathe. Then they were their cardigans or coats on the floor and sunbathe.
Yeah, and at lunchtime, we like playing handball. It's like football, but you have to use your hands instead.
Okay. Really fun, and because it's big and you get to get spaced out and have your own bit of it, so you can get and you can go with your friends and talk. When like in the classroom, you're not allowed to talk, so on the playground on the field you are.
I think what's nice about the playground is you can see children from other classes, because otherwise you're always in your own class.
Yeah.
So you get to see younger children, older children.
Yeah, like in year 6, year 5, year 4, year
tree.
And on the playground, you can see the little children that haven't even made it the year. Like, you could see preschool.
We like playing with the teachers because some of the teachers know how to do hand claps.
Yeah, and sometimes with my friend, we like it a teacher, and then they'll start chasing us.
When we were in the playground this morning, I was noticing that girls were playing with girls and boys were playing with boys. And do you think girls and boys play separately, or do you play together sometimes?
Sometimes we play together, sometimes they don't, because they want to be with their own friends. Like, if I don't have anyone to play with, I might go and play with the boys. So it would be nicer if you play for the boys for some time and then the girls, so you can be together.
Mostly when we play games, mostly the girls will play with the, like, the girls come with the boys, but only sometimes the boys play with the girls.
And why is that, do you think?
I don't know.
So what happens sometimes in the playground that's not so nice or goes wrong sometimes?
When you don't have any friends to play with, it's just then you'll feel lonely and you won't have anything to do. And this is a bit like I don't like, because if your friends play a game and then you want to join in but they don't let you, it's really unfair because then you won't have anyone to play with. Just feel really upset. Because if your friend doesn't want to play with you, then you've got no one to play with.
If you could have anything you wanted in the playground, if you could have your dream playground, what would be in it?
A friend bench. When you don't have anyone to any friends, you could sit on it, and then if someone else doesn't and it's your friend, you could go and play with them.
Like, if you like had like, just loads of friends, like, there's, like, everyone, like, there's just, like, too much people in the school for not, like, having any friends. And then, no one will get sad, they don't fall out or do anything. And we could just really
quiet
happy.
Corner, too.
Sorry, say it again?
We could have a quiet corner.
What would be in the quiet corner? What would it be like?
If you want to have some peace and quiet, you can sit there and have it because the playground's normally really noisy because everyone's really spread out and really noisy because they're outside. So you could have a corner where there's not much people going around. So you can sit there. If you've got a headache, you could.
Yeah, and if you're in the quiet corner, if you just wanted to rest, and if you heard everyone, but you can't hear everyone, you can, do meditation, and you should have a place. Like, if you were really really guilty or something, then it will just take away the guilt and then you'll just forget about it instantly.